We'll seek refuge from Satan the cursed, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Mousavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain words and viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to talk more about some of the points that this great character has made in order for us to make use of them in our daily lives as Muslims. Well, on the subject of independence of the country, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "A nation that gives lives to earn freedom and independence will tolerate patience, resistance, and pain in order to keep and protect them." You know, this part of Imam's speech revolves around the love of Iranian people for independence and freedom. The leader of contemporary Muslim world termed freedom not as a motto and political tool, but as a basic human right. According to Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, it is man's basic right to be free, and it is immaterial whether the freedom has anything to do with others, for example, civil and social freedom or individual freedom, which includes freedom of belief, freedom of expression, freedom of thought, freedom of parties, and freedom of press. You know, in fact, it is clear that these freedoms will not be unlimited and unconstrained. Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, sallallahu alayhi. According to Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, these freedoms are limited at the point where they harm the interests of the country. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh can see that religious and country rules, which are derived from Islam, as the border of freedom, and was saying that there was a border between freedom and conspiracy in the world and in all countries. On the same pattern, the freedom was also one of the main mottos of the Islamic Revolution. Independence in all areas, abstain of affiliation, negation of aliens' intervention, and severance of strangers' influence, not being under others' supervision, are definitions which Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh gives to independence. And today, the global message of Islamic Revolution, with emphasis on faith and freedom, is inspiring people in the region after negating the deviated doctrines of liberalism and socialism. Political analysts in the West are beginning to admit these facts, and that is what Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh taught us about independence and freedom, and we are supposed to play a role in protecting and keeping these invaluable and precious concepts in our country alive. May Allah bless the soul of this great man.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.